Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm John Mowinkle. On today's program, we visit with Kurt Froyen of the Knoxville Panthers Scholarship Foundation about post-secondary scholarships.
With graduation just a few months away now, obviously time to start thinking about applying for some scholarships. I understand that you have a bit of an update that you'd like to share, right?
I'm the board president for the Knoxville Panthers Scholarship Foundation. Now, the current graduating seniors have a separate application process, and they're in the process of working on that right now with our high school counselors. They'll begin that application process February 1st, and that'll be completed by April 1st. And those applications will be for scholarships offered by the Knoxville Panthers Scholarship Foundation, as well as scholarships offered by various organizations, families, businesses, churches throughout our community. The scholarship I'd like to talk about today are scholarships that are available for students who are Knoxville High School graduates who graduated in the classes of 2018, 2019, and 2020. Those three graduating classes, the members of those classes who are continuing their education, whether it's in a trade school or they're working towards an associate's degree or a four-year college degree, they are all eligible for scholarships each of the years that they are out of high school, their second and third and fourth years following graduation. And the scholarships are available to all of those students. They need to go to our website, which is K as for Knoxville, P is for Panther, S is for scholarship, kpsfoundation.org. And if they go to the applications tab, there's just one universal application that they have to fill out. And that application has to be completed by March 1st. But the students who complete that application will be eligible for any scholarship that fits whatever area of study they're working towards, any particular major. Every student who applies, we will find a scholarship for them. The one caveat there is they do have to apply. We typically have about 80 students who apply each year for second, third, and fourth year scholarships. At this point, we're about 1 month into the scholarship application period, which began January 1st. We have had 25 students apply. So we're well behind where we would like to be. So I'm trying to get this information out to the students and to parents to let them know that they have until March 1st to make application for these second, third, and fourth year scholarships at our website at kpsfoundation.org.
If you could just tell us a little bit about the application process, you know, things you have to fill out, type of information you have to provide.
When they fill out the application, they will put in the year that they graduated. And that way, that will automatically make them eligible for either a second, third, or fourth year scholarship. In addition, the students will give information concerning their major. We have several scholarships that are given for specific majors, and so once they tell us which major they are pursuing, then they automatically become eligible for those particular scholarships. In addition, we have the students fill out a goal statement, a student involvement statement. We have them give their work experience and volunteer activities. And if it's applicable, the student might, if they're doing student teaching experiences, all of those various topics that they fill out will automatically put them eligible for any scholarships that are given for those particular areas.
And this, of course, is for students studying any majors, correct? Any areas
correct.
Of study?
Any areas of study, including trade schools. We have specific scholarships for students who, let's say, they're pursuing a degree in they want to become an electrician or a plumber, or they want to go into construction trade. We have scholarships available for students in every area of study imaginable. In the 17 years that our foundation has been in existence, every student who has applied for a scholarship has received one. No matter what, we will find a scholarship for the student as long as they apply.
While I have you here, just on the topic of the foundation, I'm sure you're always open to donors. Is that right? In that case, how can folks get involved if they're interested in that?
If they're interested, they can get a hold of me. One of the easiest ways, of course, is just by calling me. My phone number is 641-891-7170. And they can also reach me by email. My email is all lowercase. It's Irish, I-R-I-S-H, and then S-C-I-G-U-Y, so irishsciguy@hotmail.com. And all of this information can be found on our website at kpsfoundation.org. I'm happy to talk with any individual, business, group. We have many, many of our graduating classes that provide scholarships that are called Panther Pride Scholarships. I can tell you this much, John, we have never turned away a donor, and we never will. So I'd be happy to talk with anyone who might be interested. We've also found that we probably have 30 scholarships that are given in memory of a loved one who has passed away. Giving a scholarship to a student is a great way to honor the memory of a loved one. So any way that we can help, if a person goes to our news tab at kpsfoundation.org, they'll be able to read about all of the various scholarships that we give.
Is there anything else that you'd like the community to know here at this time?
No, I don't think so at this time. I guess we just hope that everyone follows their mask mandates and everything else. It sure would be nice to be able to have everyone be safe and healthy and be able to have an in-person scholarship night this year rather than a virtual one like we had to have last year.
Thanks to Kurt Froyen for joining us on today's program. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them under the podcast section at kniakrls.com and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.